One major country where Murdoch and his media empire haven't played a big role is China, but that's not for lack of trying. The world's Mary Kay Magsat is in Beijing. Mary Kay, what's the extent of News Corp's investments in China right now?
Well, they basically decided to sell control of the three Chinese television stations that they had to a local state-controlled private equity fund. This was last year, because they recognized that, you know, more than 15 years of effort to try to have a presence in mainland China had failed. This goes back to 1993, when News Corp bought Star TV for almost $1 billion. But then almost immediately after buying it, Rupert Murdoch made a bit of a gaffe in a speech in London where he said that modern communications technology had, quote, proved an unambiguous threat to totalitarian regimes everywhere, which, to put it mildly, did not sit well with China's leadership. But one thing that Rupert Murdoch did do once he realized how big a mistake he'd made was he started courting China's leaders. They froze him out for 4 years, but he started doing little things to try to make nice with them. He dropped plans to publish the biography of former Hong Kong Governor Chris Patten, because he knew that he'd be critical of China's leaders. He dropped the BBC from Star TV's footprint, because the BBC had annoyed the Chinese leaders with its critical reporting, for instance, on bad conditions in Chinese orphanages, and also they had this tendency to put up the iconic image of the man standing in front of the tank when they were doing promotional, you know, watch our broadcasting sort of commercials. Rupert Murdoch's media empire also published a biography of Deng Xiaoping that was written by Deng's daughter, and he also developed closer ties with Deng's son, who's Deng Pufang, who's handicapped. Then Murdoch took the next step of starting something called Phoenix TV. He did this as a joint venture with a Chinese national who was a former announcer from People's Liberation Army Radio. And by 1998, so this is about 5 years after China's leadership started freezing him out, then Premier Zhu Rongji was actually, I was at this news conference, I remember Zhu Rongji flirting with the Phoenix correspondent, a young woman, and telling her how much of a fan of Phoenix TV he was. Now, this was actually really good for Murdoch, not just as you know, PR for Phoenix TV with Chinese people, because this news conference was broadcast live.
Right.
But also, Phoenix was doing China a favor, because part of the deal with Phoenix being able to broadcast in China was that it would also broadcast internationally. So it was a chance for China to have kind of more of a voice, because Phoenix was telling the news and putting out entertainment programming that was kind of more to China's taste. And also, Murdoch had agreed to put out CCTV, Chinese Central Television, broadcasting through his signals in the U.S. and Europe as well. So China did pretty well out of the deal.
Are there people in China who really admire Rupert Murdoch? I mean, the upward mobility you find in the last decade in China, the motivation is not too dissimilar from Rupert Murdoch's own motivations through his career.
It's very different from the way people admire, for instance, Bill Gates. Bill Gates is someone who's a hero to many young Chinese. You know, they look at him, they look at his success, and it's something they really want to emulate. With Rupert Murdoch, I don't hear a lot of people pointing to him as, wow, I really want to do that. And I think part of it is that they know that Murdoch has had to make a lot of compromises along the way. For instance, at one point, he said that the Dalai Lama was a very old political monk shuffling around in Gucci shoes. I mean, that kind of comment wasn't really necessary, but it was just one more step of, you know, what he was trying to do to, you know, get on the good side of China's leaders. He brought in Fox News consultants to help Chinese Central Television update their image and update their internet site. And so I think, you know, a lot of Chinese who are paying attention to this kind of thing, middle to upper middle class, sort of switched on, tuned in Chinese, look at that and they see the compromises that are made. And while they're living in a society where compromises need to be made, it doesn't necessarily mean they have to admire them.
The world's Mary Kay Magsat in Beijing. Thank you very much, Mary Kay.
Thank you, Marco.
You can explore the rest of our ongoing coverage of the phone hacking scandal and get the latest developments through the weekend from our partners at the BBC. That's all at theworld.org.